This goes to Dr. Freestone, Freestone, fax 989-875-5168, regarding Jennifer Shaul, S-H-A-U-L-L, date of birth 9/4/1978. Dear Dr. Freestone, this is a follow-up visit for Ms. Shaul with stage 3B chronic kidney disease, history of membranous glomerulonephritis, cerebral palsy, proteinuria, and hypertension. Her last visit was February 12th of this year. She has gained 21 pounds over the last 6 months, which appears to be more body weight and less fluid weight, as it's evident in her face, arms, and abdomen, somewhat the weight gain. And there's very little edema of the lower extremities. She is on gabapentin, which does cause people to gain weight and to have edema also. So possibly that is part of the problem. Some of the seizure medications also have been known to cause weight gain. She's not unhappy at all about the weight gain. She is going to try to limit caloric intake so that does not continue to go up and up. She did have to go to ALMA Emergency Department July 16th of this year. She'd had dizziness for 2 days and was found to be slightly dehydrated with a UTI. So she was prescribed antibiotics and then received a liter of IV fluids, and the dizziness did improve, and all the she did not have any symptoms with the UTI, but she was fully treated for the UTI and now feels much better. Currently, she denies any new seizures since her last visit. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. No constipation, diarrhea, blood, or melena. She does have dyspnea on exertion. That is stable. No cough, wheezing, or sputum production. Urine, she does continue to self-catheterize for urinary retention, but no foul odor, no blood, no visible cloudiness. Minimal edema of the lower extremities is noted. Medications, I want to highlight Lasix. She takes 80 milligrams once a day. The gabapentin is 300 milligrams, two pills twice a day. She's also on Xcopri. It's X-C-O-P-R-I, 200 milligram at bedtime. Protonics, 40 milligram daily. Potassium is 10 mil equivalent, 2 daily. For pain, she uses Tylenol, 500 milligram, once or twice a day as needed for pain. She takes Brezetri, 2 inhalations twice a day. And it's G-E-M, like Mary, T. ESA, 75 milligram, one daily in the morning. And hydroxyzine, 25 milligram, 1 to 2 tablets, 4 times a day as needed for anxiety. And she tries not to take that every day on a regular basis. Other medications are unchanged. Physical exam, weight is 180 pounds. Pulse 82, oxygen saturation is 95% on room air, blood pressure left arm sitting, large adult cuff is 120 over 78. She does appear to have gained weight. I can see it in her face, arms, and some weight gain is in the abdomen. She has minimal edema of the lower extremities. It's a trace bilaterally. Lungs are clear without rails, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen soft and non-tender, no ascites. Labs, most recent lab studies were done June 24th of 2024. Her hemoglobin, actually it's June 28th, 2024. Hemoglobin 15.4, with a normal white count, normal platelets, normal differential. Creatinine is 1.48, estimated GFR is 44, albumin 4.4, calcium 8.8, sodium 139, potassium 4.4, carbon dioxide 25, phosphorus 3.1, intact parathyroid hormone mildly elevated at 93.5. Assessment and plan, 1, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels, no uremic symptoms, no indication for dialysis. We will continue to check labs every 3 months. 2, hypertension is currently well controlled. All medications will be continued. 3, proteinuria, currently stable. The patient will have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.